Blog Talk Radio.
Well, folks, it's time to kick it old school. So you can feel cool. Give it to me, baby.
Alafia, greetings and hotep. Welcome, welcome to Oracle Divination Network. You've got your Omiinka 7 live here today, and I indicated that we are interrupting these shows to bring you a special broadcasting on discussion of the Black Panther comic movie. That's right. We'll be back in session again with our session four, the recruitment, starting back again on Saturday. And hopefully we'll have our actual guest host to come and visit us next week to speak on that topic. But today we are going to give the audience a chance to brief themselves over the particulars of the movie, The Black Panther. What was that all about, ladies and gentlemen? It's a comic movie, and most of us thought we were going to see a continuation of the Black Panthers. But yet, for those who are up on top of things, they know that it was the Marvel comic collection of heroes. Now, what I'd like to say is that we have got to be on top of things. I don't know how many of you were watching when they brought about the ancestral ship. Now, you know that's what I'm all about in this room. You knew I was going to come back and address it, right? I want to know, what were they attempting to say to the audience with the ancestorship and the depths and people going to the underworld? Now, I would have liked a little bit more attention shown to the ancestor world and all those Black Panthers that were up in the tree. Who did they represent? And what were they trying to tell us about the lifestyle of the ancestorship? In a minute, we're going to get right into it, ladies and gentlemen. I just want you to kick back and just remember, ever felt is what we're going to listen to. Hold tight. Thank you. and thank you for joining us today. And we're calling in on the line number 516-590-0355. And if you'd like to communicate with us in the chat room, our chat rooms are now open. And you've got Oracle Divination Network. Thank you so much for joining us. And we have a special interruption here today where we want to converse on the issue of the movie, The Black Panther. If you're out there in the audience, my followers out there in the audience or Facebook or Twitter, you can come on in or you can call in to the studio. We're talking about what was the movie all about that addressed our ancestors. Now, let me back up a little bit. I was there at the movie, and I was really glad I had a chance to go during the first opening season. I, too, thought the movie was about the Black Panthers. I had no idea that it was being patterned after a comic book characters. And then it's easy to write it off and say it's not for real. Now, where is Wakanda? And is Wakanda a real place? And I've been picking up on some of the comments that are stated over the Facebook, and people are saying that they wouldn't want to go to Wakanda because it doesn't have the kind of food or the environment that African Americans are used to. Now, first of all, let's define. We did not see them partake of a meal. We didn't even see the traditional African way of eating when they sat down together and ate with their hands in a circle. We didn't see that. We didn't see them consuming any food. We must remember the main attention was put on high tech and extraterrestrials who were receiving their substance from this ball that was crystallated that looked like it could be uranium or some type of mineral substance. We never saw them partake of food. So that would tell you that in this new millennium, there would not be any need for any food because these were extraterrestrials who were able to fly and to acrobatically glimpse across the sky, flip and turn flips, and they were not consuming our type of food. So let's get that straight. For those of you who've been asking about the fried chicken and you didn't see the stores in the community, you didn't see them consuming food either, but you saw and bringing them back to life with this substance that they were putting in the body. And they also put it in those people who temporarily died and transitioned to the underworld. So you're talking about a different brand of people. Now, in asking us to go to Rwanda, I don't think that they're asking us to go to Never Never Land, which doesn't exist. But they had to use a different name for the protection of the country who had a name similar to theirs. So they could not go and say Wakanda, the real Wakanda. They made up a name. But what I think they were trying to depict with the ancestors to let you know that death is a cycle of life, and temporarily you can experience that and come back. Now, the question is, when the ancestors asked him to join him, he said no, because he still had work to do on the other side. So, in other words, that is telling us that we can temporarily have a point in our lives when we could have died, but we also can return back to the other side. Now, I was real concerned about that because I was waiting for them to go into something really deep to talk about what is ancestorship. And how do you commune with your ancestors? And are they the closest thing to God? And are they the ones that you should be communing with on a daily basis in the place of your God? Very vivid message that they were sending us that we should have captivated on and said, yes, my ancestors are more important than anybody here on this earth or anybody that I can't see. I knew them, so I know they exist. So I wanted to get that clear. Now, the second thing is that they are extraterrestrials. They were not from this earth. And they also could heal themselves and bring themselves back from dying. And as we saw that, we even saw them heal several people in the movie. Don't let that fly over your head. You will not see any of these outstanding heroes bringing people back from the dead. Some of these people have been shot with bullets, and bullets weren't penetrating. So we must remember, we're talking about a people that they have always believed was from another planet. So these are aliens that we're talking about. Now, don't get it twisted. Not only were there aliens, you must remember that they were between several worlds internationally. You did not see them gazing around in the urban setting. They were over in different parts of the country because they had mental telepathy. They could move themselves from one place to the other. And that's another thing that you have to monopolize on. Is that a trait that we will carry or we will have? We need to look into that. Let's don't just pretend that this is a comic book fairy tale. Some of this is presenting information to you that you can take to the New World Order and believe that you are now going to operate on a different plane. Now, all these characters that was in the movie were relatively young, is what I thought was great. These children or young people are now bursting with pride on the mere fact that they have some black superheroes. They've got to be employed to take it to a higher depth than that. They have a greater responsibility than just to entertain. Now they have a platform which they must present all the characteristics of these particular superheroes and let you know that all of them are not fake and that some of them are real. Let's keep that in our cosmic record, and let's not forget that they are presenting to you a new world, a brand new world, a brand new world. It's a brand new world where you can use your superpowers. They're just being suppressed now. They will open up possibly in the next viewing to introduce you to yourself so you will know which grand powers you have, because these superheroes certainly carry grand powers that were supernaturally, and they used them in all of the scenes, even when they were fighting. So you must understand that there was a message being sent here, and most of you young people, you probably will get it before us old folks do. You know that superheroes are magical. And they were presenting to you a magical world. But in the same breath, they were telling you the Black Panther, being a powerful, powerful symbol, he hung over the doorpost of Jesus' home. I just wanted to bring those things to you. And if you're out in the audience and would like to put something up on the wall, please do write something on the wall so we can see it. We want to make sure that you all get a chance to talk about this series. And maybe we'll talk again soon. Our time is just about up here, and we're going to leave out of here with Live It Up. All right, hold tight now.
Well, folks, it's time to kick it old school. So you can feel cool. Give it to my baby. Baby. Yeah. We'll be right back.
All right, now, thank you so much for joining us on this segment. That's just a little bit of information on our new featured, all new featured show on Black Panther. I wanted to get that in because we had not been able to converse over that movie. I hope you enjoyed this segment. We'll be back at you. So stay tuned for another segment from Oracle Divination Network. All right. Straight ahead and into the future with you, Dallas, Texas, and straight ahead and into the future with you, Garland, Texas. Straight ahead and into the future with you, Gary, Indiana. Straight ahead and into the future with you, Indianapolis, Indiana. Have a great day. Odabo.